Art Drysdale vignette, Autumn Composting 2, 3, 2, 1. Most composters sold by municipalities will not be large enough at all for all your autumn leaves. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Leaf composting after this. 3, 2, 1. While fallen leaves may provide a good mulch on flower beds, it's important to remove them from lawn areas where a mat of wet leaves will aid the growth of grass-killing fungi. If the property is dominated by one or several large shade trees, there will be a great volume of leaves. For many homeowners, the gathering of the leaves, while it is a chore, an even greater problem is the actual disposal. Many municipalities have made special collections in the past several years, asking homeowners to use clear plastic bags. In turn, the resultant compost has been made available to citizens in subsequent spring seasons. Whether or not your municipality picks up, you should make every attempt to store your leaves for later use in your own garden. The way to do this is to compost your leaves in a remote or out-of-the-way corner. Choose a spot in the garden out of sight, possibly even heavily shaded. The composting can be done in trenches dug into the soil, but the best method is to construct a bin. One that is simple is to use four standard wood pallets often available for the taking from industrial sites. Nail three of the pallets together to form a U shape and set it on the ground with one side open. Use the fourth pallet as a floor within the U shape. For fastest composting, before putting the leaves in the bin, pile them in thick layers on the driveway and run the rotary lawnmower, set at its lowest setting, over them several times in all directions. I'm Art Drysdale.